today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty, Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. And I invite you to be with this episode of today's special under the title of Characteristics of Islamic Daily Life.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you until I took the first step. That's when you opened the doors for me. Now, Allah, I realize what I was missing by being far from you.
Today, Sunday, is the 9th of Shawwal, the month of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 10th of Ordibehesht, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 30th of April 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We usually start with the Holy Quran. We choose one ayah to listen to and the point of it. For today, we choose chapter Al-Ma'idah, verse 48. We'll listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ فَاحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ ولا تتبع أهواءهم عما جاءك من الحق لكل جعلنا منكم شرعة ومنهاجا ولو شاء الله لجعلكم أمة واحدة ولكن ليبلوكم فيما آتاكم فاستبقوا الخيرات إلى الله مرجعكم جميعا فينبئكم بما كنتم فيه تختلفون.
And we have revealed to you, O Muhammad, the book in truth, confirming that which preceded it of the scripture, and as a criterion over it. So judge between them by what Allah has revealed, and do not follow their inclinations away from what has come to you of the truth. To each of you we prescribed a law and a method. Had Allah willed, He would have made you one nation united in religion, but He intended to test you in what He has given you. So race to all that is good. To Allah is your return altogether, and He will then inform you concerning that over which you used to differ.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
After pointing to the books of the former prophets, there is an indication in this verse to situation of the Quran, the signs of which adapt to what has been recorded in the former heavenly books. Fundamentally, all the heavenly books are paralleled in principles, and their pursuit is the same goal, that is training and improving the human race.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Wahtadarbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
شكرا يا ربي شكرا هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا
ربي. If you follow the episodes of today's special, on the last episode we start a new chapter under the title of Characteristics of Islamic Daily Life. Today we continue that. When one is involved in the mundane routine of daily life, it may appear difficult to maintain the spirit level required to win Allah's love. Allah Himself provided mankind with the means to do this. He revealed Himself through the Holy Quran to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, and raised him up to be the perfect leader and teacher of the Quranic law to all people everywhere until the end of time. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, was called on to furnish an example through following which mankind's love for their Maker could find full expression and its highest fulfillment by enabling them to win the love of Allah. Therefore, the best example of how Muslims should live their daily life is found in the exemplary life and perfect character of this perfect man. Yes, this perfect man, as the Holy Quran says on chapter 33, verse 22. So the study of his life and character is an essential of a Muslim's education. You will find no situation in daily life for which guidance from the Holy Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt does not exist. A practicing Muslim is in constant spiritual association with the Messenger of Allah day and night.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the functionality of religion in our today's life. Religion pays attention to both the heart and the mind. How can science prove a comprehensive plan for mankind who has not yet fully understood him and the dimensions of his existence and ensure his happiness? Although human sciences are useful, these sciences only help us in designing appropriate mechanisms and are usable to provide a school, philosophy, and a system. And human beings, first of all, need a program and a school, and then a mechanism. In Islam, the design of appropriate mechanisms is left to the people themselves, and religion is responsible for the things that science alone cannot handle. With the development of technology, the field of religion planning and legislation expands, and with the emergence of new issues, sharp Islamic jurists infer and extract rulings on new issues from the sources of Islamic jurisprudence, and despite the wide field of ijtihad in Islamic culture, there is no room for any doubts about the adaptation of the rules of Islam to the requirements and needs of the people of the modern era. On the other hand, if it were true that the progress of science and technology would make religion unnecessary, then after a century or so, after the emergence of Islam, mankind would have realized that he did not need religion and would follow the path with his intellect.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
You're listening to today's special. This is IRIB English Radio from Iran. In this part, we'll look at the daily routines of successful Muslims, that one of these routines is praying Salah on time. Salah, or praying, is one of the essential things to do in our life. Praying it on time will make your life so easy because the Almighty Allah will take care of the rest of your life in the way that you took care of Him. The habit of doing Salah on its time will tremendously change your life and it will bring more barakah into your life by the will of Allah. The calmness and tranquility that we get from doing this are unimaginable. It's not easy initially, but it will become more comfortable in the long run.
عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما الرضا.
In the previous episode of today's special, we had a short part about amazing tips for new Muslims. For today, we introduce you practicing Islam as much as you can. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, says, "He who loves my sunnah has loved me, and he who loves me will be with me in paradise." As a new Muslim, you will have trouble keeping up with prayers every day, fasting during Ramadan, and other practices in this religion. The struggle that we face with such a radical change in lifestyle is difficult and will take some time. Awkward moments are bound to happen, don't fret. If you have problems with certain practices, then gradually work yourself into the mindset of worship. A counselor once told, "How do you eat an elephant? Just one bite at a time." Think of it as one step at a time. Pray to Allah and ask for Him to make it easy for you, and the rest will come naturally. Keeping up with your devotional practices is something that will strengthen your faith immensely. Read the Quran whenever possible. Find a collection of hadith and read it often. You will start to feel a connection to Allah.
Positive about people. That is the best thing to stop this whole issue of, you know, gossiping and talking about others and exposing the weaknesses. You know, just one statement from Imam Hussein bin Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. In dua Arafah, this powerful dua, a segment where he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, "Ya man satarani, O the one who concealed me, or put a covering over me, from whom? Min al-aba wal-ummahat an yazjuruni, even from the fathers and the mothers, there is a hijab that Allah has put. There is a satar and a covering that Allah has put, so that even the weaknesses of the children are not exposed to the parents, otherwise they will rebuke them. وَمِنَ الْعَشَائِرِ وَالْإِخْوَانِ أَنْ يُعَيِّرُونِي. And O Allah, you have covered me. You have not exposed me from people of my tribe, my brethren in, you know, in the extended family. Otherwise they would be blaming me and talking about me." And this is where, you know, Imam says, remember this, that he is Sattarul Uyub. One of the ways where this sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reinforced is in Namaz Janazah. Before the last takbir, we do the dua for the mayyit. And right in the beginning, after addressing the mayyit, O Allah, this mayyit, this dead body is of your servant. Then we say, Allahumma inna la na'lamu minhu or minha, depending on male or female, illa khayra. That, O Allah, we don't know anything about this deceased except khayr, except good. Even though then they know his weaknesses and still they are concealing his weaknesses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if the fellow human beings are being sattarul uyub, I am the true sattarul uyub. So Imam Raza alayhi salam says, la yakunul mu'min mu'minun hatta yakuna fihi thalath khisal. A mu'min cannot be a mu'min until he has three qualities. The first one, sunnatun min rabbi, to conceal the weaknesses and the defects of other people that we come to know about it. Do not expose people in that way.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic on the next episode. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.